are prophets and apostles today. Jesus Christ leads the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints through prophets and apostles. Read about them below. Then cut out the pictures on page 5 and tape them in place on the chart. Put tape at the top of each picture so you can still read the facts underneath. President Dallin H. Oaks, first counselor in the first presidency. Cleaned a radio repair shop at his first job, became a lawyer and Utah Supreme Court judge, was president of BYU. President Russell M. Nelson, 17th president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, was a heart surgeon, studied several languages including Mandarin, has 10 children, 9 girls, and 1 boy. President Henry B. Eyring, second counselor in the first presidency. Played basketball in high school, learned physics from his father on their family chalkboard, was president of Ricks College, now BYU, Idaho. President M. Russell Ballard, acting president of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, was nicknamed the Bishop in college because of his high standards. Owned a car dealership, served as a missionary in England and as mission president in Toronto, Canada. Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles was a mission companion with Elder Cook in England, worked for the church education system, was president of BYU. Elder Dieter F. Uchtdorf of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles was a refugee twice as a child, was an airplane captain, enjoys skiing with his children and grandchildren. Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles was a quarterback on his high school football team. After serving a mission in Germany, baptized his father, a member of the church. Was president of Ricks College when it became BYU, Idaho. Elder Quinton L. Cook of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles gained a testimony after studying scriptures and praying with his older brother, saw his future wife at a junior high talent show, served as a church leader in the Philippines and Pacific Islands. Elder D. Todd Christofferson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles baked homemade bread for his family growing up, participated in the Hill Cumorah pageant as a teenager, worked as a lawyer before being called as an apostle. Elder Neil L. Anderson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles grew up on a dairy farm in Idaho, USA, served as a missionary and mission president in France, speaks French, Portuguese, Spanish, and English. Elder Ronald A. Rasband of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles was mission president in New York City, USA. His motto is, "It's people that matter most." Dedicated the first LDS church building in the Czech Republic. Elder Gary E. Stevenson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles served as a missionary and mission president in Japan. Started a business manufacturing and selling exercise equipment. Served as bishop over the whole church. Elder Dale G. Renland of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. His middle name, Gunnar, means brave soldier. Moved to Sweden as a teenager. Worked as a heart doctor. Elder Garrett W. Gong of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Likes animals, including penguins. Loves meeting people in every country. Has family history records back to First Dragon Gong in 837 AD. Elder Ulysses Suarez of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles is from Brazil and served as a missionary there and mission president in Portugal. Learned about the church with his family as a young boy. Started getting ready for a mission when he was 12 years old. Check your answers on lds.org/prophets-and-apostles. End of the article, Are Prophets and Apostles Today? Read by Gabriel Reinwand.